Time now for the feature we call Vocal Impressions. It's our little exercise in which we play a voice for you, then ask you to describe it with clever analogy. A couple of weeks ago, we asked you to consider the voices of some of the people seeking the U.S. presidency. Here with the results is Brian McConaughey.
Your responses reflected a healthy degree of insight, playfulness, and skepticism. So in no particular order, we'll begin with Ron Paul.
You know, we have a foreign policy where we blow up bridges overseas.
Andrew Bergstrom says he sounds like that tree in the forest that goes over and no one's around to hear. Simon Lee offers Ron Paul is that math teacher who can finally explain integrals in a way you can understand. Jeff Cole suggests Ron Paul sounds like the man who just realized his bizarre dream about not wearing pants to work really isn't a dream after all. And Jennifer Veneer offers he's the sound of the persistent fly trapped against the plastic bubble skylight in my bathroom. And next we go on to Senator Hillary Clinton.
I believe that the rest of the world is holding its breath, waiting for a new day.
Ruth Stanford says of Hillary, she's the first grade teacher you still think about 40 years later. Jennifer Arsenault hears Hillary as a bright, colorful cherry pie made entirely of metal. And Christy Herman adds, her voice is like your high school principal, trying to be a good sport about getting dunked for the 15th time at the dunking booth at your high school carnival.
I don't have to tell the people of California that their traffic is clogged.
And next we come to Mike Huckabee.
And the reason that we have a problem is that because we're not addressing it.
Joel Henry Fisher says he's Gomer Pyle with a master's degree. Rob Lytle says Mike Huckabee is the guy who gets stuffed in his locker every other day but pretends it never happens. And he goes on to say that John McCain was probably the guy who stuffed him in his locker. And next we have Senator Barack Obama.
What's happened to our civil liberties and how it is that we're actually arguing about whether or not we torture or not. People are ashamed. They love this country and they want their cherished values and ideals restored.
Bill Cox offers he's a glass of Pinot Noir with a PhD in philosophy. E. Bishop says of Barack Obama, he's the coach's reassuring hand on the shoulder of the kid who just missed the winning field goal. Susan Kunkel says he sounds like a public address system at a retail store when there's a cleanup on aisle 3. And we'll conclude with Senator John McCain.
I think that there's some greedy people that in Wall Street that perhaps need to be punished. I think there's got to be a huge amount more of transparency as to how this whole thing came about so we can prevent it from happening again.
Morty Kelso says he's a firm handshake that borders on painful. Pat Farrell offers he sounds like an undertaker explaining to the family why grandma's funeral will cost $15,000. Ralph Foster suggests John McCain sounds like open mic night at a Western Sidekick retirement home. And Michael Wu says he sounds like a hurricane trapped inside a pickle jar. And on to our next unique batch of vocal impressions.
This watch is on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down over Hanoi.
We begin with character director Christopher Walken.
The way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright.
Secretary of State Henry Kissinger.
The administration has made a good case about the danger of weapons of mass destruction.
Hiya, kids! It's Andy's gang!
Perennial sidekick Andy Devine.
Well, let me catch you up on our story of the monkey and the python.
And the best-known soprano of the last century, Jeanette MacDonald. And we'll be back next month with your impressions, and thanks for your participation.
If you want to play along with Brian McConaughey, go to our website, npr.org, and search for Vocal Impressions.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.